gossip goes around revealing secrets. That's why God told you to keep your mouth shut. Somebody does something, especially if somebody in a church, somebody does something, who knows why people do things? Do you know anybody in this room that's not a sinner? I'm going to be just like Jesus was. Lord, we caught this woman in adultery. The law says to stone her. What do you say? He said, I don't have a problem with the law. First man has no sin in his life. Throw the first rock. And I'm there and I'm thinking, I'm going to be the first one. And he says, and Thurman Scrivener is the biggest sinner of them all. In fact, second thought, I believe I'll lay my rocks down and I believe I'll go somewhere else. But you know, that could be your name next. You know it. Y'all know where I'm coming from? We want to throw those stones, don't we? Let me ask you this. How many of you know that you've sinned in your life? Ain't nobody in this place haven't sinned. But how many of us know we're forgiven? Hey, thank you, Jesus. Are we glad for the blood? If it wasn't for the blood, all of us would be destined for hell. So if we're washed in the blood, then we need to do our best to do what the Lord says. And if there's something that we know about somebody and it could hurt them now, and who knows, it might have been done last year or maybe 10 years ago or maybe 20. But it's not good that the whole world knows what happened to Thurman Scrivener 20 years ago. If you know something and you think it might hurt me, instead of going out and telling the world about me, God says you need to keep your mouth shut. Is that what he said? Be silent. After all, it was covered by the blood, wasn't it? But Thurman killed a guy 10 years ago. He got all upset and he killed a guy. You know, God could never forgive that, could he? Could he? Sure he can, yeah. So the best, if that was the truth, which it's not, but if it was and you knew it, instead of go blabbing that to everybody in the church that Thurman killed somebody 10 years ago, you need to just keep it quiet. Then he says, without wise leadership, a nation falls. With many counselors, there is safety. Now, we got a president right now that has many czars. But are we living in safety? No, because those men are not men of wisdom. Those men are worldly men. You can have 5,000 counselors around you if none of them serving God, and there's no wisdom. You can have one man around you if he's a man that's serving God, and he'll have more wisdom, and that's all you need is one. All you need is one man of God around you. Now, if you're that man of God yourself, then you'd really, still, I will have to say, though, I don't care how much of a man of God you are, if you had other men of God around you with wisdom in other areas, you would be a much more successful man than if you try to do it by yourself. I can think that the first time that the oil company came here and leased this property, I let them have it for nothing, not knowing anything. And then a few years later, they come by and they wanted to put a pipeline on this place, and they offered to give me $5,000 to put a pipeline across it. And I looked at that and I said, Lord, and this lady had never seen this before. I said, Lord, how much money should I charge them to put the pipeline across my place? And it's just clear as a bell. He said, $10,000. I said, oh, I said, ma'am, I just asked the Lord. She heard me. I said, and he told me not 5,000, but 10. She said, oh, we don't give 10,000. We never give nobody 10,000 to put a pipeline. I said, well, since the Lord told me, I said, if you put it across here, that's what you're going to pay, 10,000. Well, she left. When she got up and left Betty at that time, she said, honey, you missed it. We could have had that $5,000. I said, no, honey, I didn't miss it. God told me 10. So I said, that's what I'm going to charge them, 10,000. She said, she won't be back. I said, oh, yeah, she'll be back because I heard God. A week or so later, she came back and said, Mr. Scrivener, can I sit down and talk with you again this evening, you and your wife, about that land and that pipeline? I said, sure, come on. So she came out and she says, Mr. Scrivener, what is going to be the least dollar you will take for us to put that pipeline across your place? I said, now, ma'am, I know I shouldn't do this because I clearly heard God say $10,000. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to lower it by $1,000. $9,000 is going to be the minimum. So she picked out her checkbook, started writing. I said, ma'am, you come prepared to pay me the $10,000, didn't you? She said, I did. See? She came prepared to pay the $10,000. Well, you know, whenever you learn these things, then you start, you know, always asking God. Because, I mean, the last pipeline they put in, they come to me and said, well, we want to put a pipeline from that corner up yonder all the way down, all the way across and plumb across your runway and plumb up here to the other side. But we're willing to pay you some big bucks for that. I said, how much? He said, $40,000. I said, nope. I said, just a minute. I sat down and I said, how wide of an area is it going to eliminate building houses on? And he told me. I said, okay, let me figure that for the total distance all the way across. I said, okay, that's going to be about 3.1 acres of land totally taken out of my property that I can't build on. I said, the land is worth $25,000 an acre. So I said, it's going to cost you $80,000. He said, there ain't no way we're going to pay you $80,000. I said, yes, you are. You're going to pay me $80,000. I said, you're going to buy that piece of land, but I'm going to keep the surface rights. I can't build nothing on it, but I can graze cattle on it. But when I let you have it, you're going to use that land, and I won't be able to build anything on that 3.1 acres of land ever. No houses, no buildings, no nothing. So I said, you know, it's useless to me with pipelines under it. So I said, you're going to buy it. Well, okay. And so he got up to walk out, and I said, and don't bring me one of them drafts that I have to wait 30 days for. I said, bring me a certified cashier's check. And I said, otherwise, forget it. Next day, he called, said, Mr. Scrivener, are you at home? I said, yes. He said, I'll be out there. Are you going to be home for a few minutes? I said, yes. He said, I'll be there in 15 minutes. He pulled up out in front and walked in. He pulled out his pocket and said, here's your $80,000 check. He said, son, will you sign the papers now? I said, yep, they already had. I said, find the paper. You see, I could have made the $40,000, but I listened to God and I got the $80,000. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. See, now when you see God, and the more counselors you put around you, and the more you pray over things, the more successful in life you will be. You know, what can I do with $40,000 versus $80,000? Woo, twice as much, right? Amen. Yeah, it's a whole lot better. Hadn't you rather have $80,000 than $40,000, Scott? Absolutely. Did God promise to bless my socks off if I'd obey him? Yes, and he did that day. I'll say that. Praise God. Okay, now 15 and 16. Guaranteeing a loan for a stranger is dangerous. It is better to refuse than to suffer later. Now, I'm going to tell you what. I don't care who you are. We're going to read some things in a few minutes about this. But I don't care who you are. Don't go on a note for nobody unless you're willing to pay it off with no problems. Because, I mean, so you say you've got a friend, I mean, your brother, and he wants you to go on a $10,000 note with him. Okay, no problem. You know he ain't got nothing, you know. So you're going to sign for a stand in for a brother with a $10,000 note, and you know if he don't pay, that's going to put you in a bind. If you have to make the payment, it's going to put you in a bind. Now then, if it ain't going to put you in a bind and you want to do it, that's okay. If he's your brother and you know him good. But if he's just a stranger, I don't care what the deal is. Unless you're willing to pay that off with no problem, don't go on that note. Because he may walk off and leave you. And if he walks off and leaves you, guess what you're going to do? You're going to get mad and you're going to start fussing, and that's all sin. You don't want to go there. But don't ever go on nobody's note unless you can pay it off with no problems, and then don't ever say nothing about it. Because if you do, every time you grow up, fuss about it or complain about it, you're sinning. And does God like sinning? No, he does not. So unless you can do that, don't ever go on somebody's note. I mean, grandmothers, granddaddies, you know, mothers and fathers, I don't care what it is, a lot of them go on notes for their children or their grandchildren. Unless you can pay that off without a problem, don't sign that note. And if they do default on it, or who knows, you might know, say one of your brothers might go, you might go on a note with him and he's healthy as a horse. And you just signed for a $10,000 note, and 2 weeks another guy dies. You say, good grief, he was only 45 years old. I figured he'd live for years. But you don't know that. So now then he's gone and he hadn't had nothing. Now you're signed on a $10,000 note. There ain't been a payment made yet. So who's going to pay that off? You are. Yep, you are. And then, of course, you may fuss about it. Beautiful women obtain wealth, and violent men get rich. You know how easy it is for a beautiful woman to obtain wealth? You know, I can remember the day. It's amazing. I was staying at the Marriott Hotel in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I was doing a project up there, and the hotel was a big spread out hotel. And it wasn't one of these big giant high rises. It was a spread out hotel. And I got me a room, I drove my car around to the back, and I got out and I started to the room, and here is a beautiful woman. I mean, high heels, dress skin tight. I mean, she is perfect from the top to beautiful hair, beautiful complexion. I mean, she is a knockout. And she walked to me and said, "Sir, what room are you in?" I looked at her shirt. I don't see Marriott on her nowhere. I said, "Ma'am, do you work for the hotel?" No, I don't work for the hotel. I said, "Then what are you asking me what room I'm in for?" She said, "Well, I thought you might like a little entertainment after you get in the room." I wonder how many suckers she had taken to the cleaners for who knows how many dollars. Because boy, was she a knockout. I told her, I said, "Honey, you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?" "Oh," she said, "you're one of those kind." I said, "Yes, ma'am, I'm one of those kind. You need to know him as your Lord and Savior." She said, "Have a good day, sir. I'll see you later." And she walked off. It's easy for beautiful women to sucker men in that are especially not Christians. And some of them that are Christians, they're suckered in. And that girl may charge him $500 for that one evening. She gets rich, but her path leads to hell. It ain't worth it. And violent men get rich. I mean, men that are violent, man, there's some of them really, just like he says, verse 17 and 18. "Your own soul is nourished when you're kind." Hey, if my own soul is nourished and made fat when I'm kind, why shouldn't I be kind and smile all the time? Doesn't that make sense? Hey, let's don't be grumbly. Let's be kind. Our soul is nourished when we are kind, but you destroy yourself when you're cruel. What? God is telling us here that if we're kind, we're nourished. If we're cruel and mean, we're killing ourselves.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, "Forgive and Be Forgiven," in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.